In the years since Hurricane Ivan, everyone who lived through the storm took home some lessons from the experience. Katie King, a photographer at the Pensacola News Journal at the time of the storm, and Troy Moon, who was a reporter at the paper, talked about those lessons.
I think that it really brings a sense of community. It's like the military bond. I don't want to say that we suffered like anything near what military members do, but you have that connection. We've struggled together, and so you have that bond, that connection that comes with a struggle. Also, on the flip side of this, we learned through Ivan never to take a hurricane lightly.
That's again what I was going to say. I mean, I'm from this area, and I remember anytime a hurricane was coming, hurricane party, party, and all that kind of stuff. That stopped after Ivan.
Yeah.
It was no longer, you know, a jovial occasion. We take these things much more seriously, and it is because of Ivan.
My first summer here, it was Earl and George, and I remember getting a call from one of the beach bars. They said, well, where did it make landfall? Near so-and-so. Well, no, I need to know exactly where. I thought, well, what difference does it make? Oh, we're having a party out here, and there's two people that are close, and we want to figure out who wins the pool. But after the, you're right, after that, there weren't any pools about storms after that.
I think that's the legacy.
Yeah.
Hurricane Ivan was a national news story and got national news coverage. But once the big networks and papers left, Moon and King and all the other members of the local media spent months covering the aftermath of the storm. Since then, they got to see how other storms were covered by the big networks and appreciated the value of local news coverage.
Sometimes these guys do go into the communities and spend a lot of time. I really think it depends on the storm, the network. But yeah, they're not going to know the communities like the local reporters, not going to know the barbecue joints to go to see, check in on,
yeah,
you know, see if they're the community places that everyone loves. So no, it's always going to help if you got local feet on the ground. We've had to go into foreign communities and try to do stories, too, and you always do your best. But, yeah, when you know the terrain, it's always going to be easier.
I absolutely think at face value they do a great job of getting to the scene and making sure they have hands on the ground or showing you live what the community experienced. I think where the local news is vital is the after effect when once the news crews leave. The local news stations and the local news TV newspapers and radio are still feet on the ground and covering it long-term aspect
the
of
whole
it.
The whole insurance stuff, which is, you know, goes on forever, and we did so many stories on that. And, you know, they don't stay for that kind of stuff. You know, the people months later looking at their slab and saying, I'm fighting with the insurance company on whether it's caused by wind or rain, you know, I mean.
Yep.
Yeah, they can't tell those stories, and we're around, so we get the aftermath.
And we're feeling it too, because we're going through it as well.
And the other thing is that summer, Ivan was followed by Jean, which was another monstrous storm. And then later in the year was the big tsunami in Indonesia. So all of a sudden, it's like Pensacola must be back on its feet. Everything must be back to normal. No. Well, I don't see anything on the Weather Channel about it. No, because they've gone on to other disasters and they cover other things. They don't stick around for
absolutely
the aftermath.
And the rebuilding.
Right.
And, no, they're covering the damage.
The immediate
storm,
damage.
The immediate thing,
yeah.
But the aftermath can be just as, I mean, for some people, was worse.
And while the past few years have seen a number of storms hit the Sunshine State, the hurricane seasons in the mid-2000s were something special, and not in a good way.
That 2004-2005 hurricane season was just, they went beyond the name storms and then went into the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, that's right.
There were so many of them. I think Florida got hit by Charlie, Francis,
Ivan,
Jean, and then the next year we got hit by Dennis.
Right.
And then Katrina came by, and it was still 115-mile-an-hour winds where we were. It closed down our airport for 3 days because I got stuck in North Carolina. And then Hurricane Rita went right by again and did the exact same thing like 2 weeks later. It was just a 2-year period of getting.
Was it Wilma in there?
Yes.
Wilma
was that year, right?
At least they were moving more than 1 or 2 miles an hour, like Dorian. I've never seen a storm like that.
I mean, you could walk faster.
Yeah.
You can still see hundreds of pictures from the days and weeks after Hurricane Ivan on the News Journal website. And you can also listen to some of the radio coverage from before and after Ivan on our website, wwf.org. That's also where you find my entire conversation with Katie King and Troy Moon. Tom Ninestein, WWF News.